Greetings, everybody. Love, honor, respect, and gratitude to and for all ancestors known and unknown. All is one, one is all. Give thanks for all life, existence, experience. Thank you for the strength and will, patience and humbleness to get through the negative. And thank you for the joy and happiness of the positive. Ashe, ashe, ashe. How everybody doing today? It's been a while since I did a podcast, probably since like last year, August. So I said, let me do one now. You know, it's been a lot of things happening. Finally, the movie script again is switching. Most people can't see that it's a movie. You know, the world is just like a movie, or the movies is just like the world, whichever way you want to put it. They're one in the same. So the same way how you watch a movie and plot lines, and even it's a series, and then this episode is this plot line, and then that episode is that plot line, that's how they run the world. That's how they manipulate, control, distract the world. So they started in 2020 with Corona, you know, Sharona. Most people turned into mass maniacs. Most people took vaccines. You know what I mean? It was actually really horrible. They managed to take away so many rights just using words on papers that's not even law. You know, it's not universal law. I myself had to tell people to use their eyes. You know, don't believe what the TV is saying. But it's so crazy. Like, people really just so trust and believe in what these news anchors and these news stations are saying. When these news media outlets, they don't give the truth. They're owned by the same evil people that we need to get, you know what I mean, get arrested, get off the planet, whatever. These is the same people who own those TV stations. So they manipulate people's brain. And they've been doing it pretty good for the last 2 years with Corona. Like, I see people driving in their cars by themselves with their mask on. Which is like, to me, that's just the ultimate. Because at no point in time did anyone ever said Corona was airborne. But, you know, people like to just listen to words on TV and run with it. And the people who are doing these manipulations, they know what they're doing. They know all they have to do is say a sentence with the word airborne in it, even though that sentence is not saying that Corona is airborne. But just the sentence alone will place the term inside of people's subconscious. And a lot of people just gonna believe that the shit is airborne and driving around by themselves in their car with their mask on. So anyway, the same evil ones that's doing all these things, now they're switching plot lines. They're switching chapters. So they did the Corona chapter, and now they're back into the war chapter. Ooh, war. And guess who's the enemy? Russia! Ah, Russia! Like, do people really fall for this again? After all of that Cold War bullshit, all of that bullshit where both sides controlled and destroyed and majority of the world. My own little country in Jamaica was destroyed. Seriously. The political parties in Jamaica, People's National Party, the JLP, the Jamaica Labour Party. The JLP is CIA and America, and the PMP was Cuba and Russia. And guess what? My people in the country end up killing each other over these ideologies, not even knowing. Like, that's the crazy thing. My people back home didn't even know that they were fighting for imperialists. It's not just America. It's not just Russia. They're all the same. America, Russia, England, Germany, Japan, these so-called G8s, these so-called G20, they're all imperialists. They're all probably all family. If you check it at the end of the day, most likely they're all cousins. You know, they just use the sides to maintain control, divide and conquer. You know, one set of people is on this side, the other set of people on that side, but the people controlling both sides is on one side. So now we're back to distracting the people with Russia, the big bad enemy. How many movies have you seen with Russia, the big bad? Come on, man, you really gonna let these people play this up? Russia invades Ukraine. So what? What does that have to do with you over here? Because what most people are saying is hypocritical, because they really don't care about what happened in other countries. They really, really don't care. And America only cares if there's money, oil, or minerals or resources involved. The only reason why they even talk about that shit right now is to distract the people. America could give two shits about Ukraine. How come you see they didn't do all of this when Georgia was taken, when Crimea was taken? But now we need another distraction because they're about to slide out of the COVID while still trying to keep some of the little COVID bullshit mandates going while you don't notice. Right? Like the children still going to school in masks and all this other foolishness, all these people who done took a vaccine, right? And cannot sue the makers of the vaccine for any adverse reaction, side effects, including death. You understand? Like, how can you think that the people who run the world are good? Like, all the people who you see in suits and call themselves politicians, they're not good. They're not. Unfortunately, you might have grown up in a weird little world where you thought that, you know, everything was all good. Me, myself, when I was a child, that's what I thought too. But then I had to grow up and realize that these people are all evil. They're all evil. Every last one of them who calls themselves a politician, they're all evil. Their job is to give you guys the illusion of freedom and choice and independence, of which you don't have, because they display that to you constantly every day. Every day. Well, you, for some reason, oh, 4th of July, we're independent. Oh, Jamaican independence. Oh, everybody in the world think they're independent, and you're not. You don't own your own self. You have to pay taxes to exist on Earth. What are you talking about? Do you know what that is? I'm going to tell you how the world is run. The world is run on a bad man something. The world is run on the gangster shit. The politicians, the so-called royal families, they're all gangsters. That's all there is at the end of the day. You paying tax because someone is extorting you. They find a different word for it and say, oh, no, no, no. It's tax to maintain this. And no, you're full of shit. America was doing fine up until they decided, hey, let's just tax people because people just living too good and having money and, you know, taking care of themselves. So let's just tax the shit out of them. Because the land is owned by who? Check out who is the largest landowner in the world. Check out who owns the banks. Check out who controls your government. So if you don't know, I'll just give you real quick. In my research, it's Vatican City and the City of London. And when I say the City of London, you must understand the City of London is like Vatican City. It's an entirely different sovereign entity from England. Don't think because London is in England, it's the same as England. It's not. Just giving you guys some free information here. London is its own sovereign power. City of London is where the banksters hang out and rule. You understand? Vatican City, that's the other arm. They control the religious aspect. One controls the financial, the other controls the religious. And both of them taxes the world. While both of them rapes and molest children, and no one is just wanting to hold them accountable. Let's just sue them. Like, suing them is really going to stop anything. Just some things for y'all to think about, man. Because I don't know if people don't think about this unless someone tells them. You know, like, everyone is mad at R. Kelly. Okay, R. Kelly is a bad guy. So what about all these other bad guys? Why aren't you holding them accountable? Why? You love Benjamin. You love Ben Franklin, right? Oh, he's a raper, a pedophile, a kidnapper, a slaver. But you love him. You love George Washington. You love John Adams. You love Thomas Jefferson. Kidnappers, pedophiles, rapists, slavers. So are we not going to mute those people? Are we not going to destroy Mount Rushmore now? Because those presidents are all rapists, pedophiles, murderers. I mean, majority of the countries is ruled by rapists, pedophile, murderers. And that's why you don't see pedophiles going to prison like that. A drug dealer gets more time than someone who is raping a child. Can anyone not see anything wrong in that picture? It doesn't show you that the judges are pedophiles and the prosecutors are pedophiles and the congressmen and the senators and Hollywood and the music industry. It's so much pedophilia. Reason? Because some of these people, they worship an entity that in their thinking and belief requires child sacrifice. Just look how many shows you watch on TV that's joking about killing children. Why is it funny to joke about killing babies, killing children, raping babies, raping children? Why is that funny? Do you know how I heard this one priest from Vatican City on his deathbed, he done molested and done raped so many children, and he was just like, he's so happy and laughing, and he was like, and they were now asking him like, well, how come you don't feel bad, or you don't think you're gonna go to hell? And this was his answer: if a priest have sex with a woman, he will go to hell, because God had said priests aren't supposed to have sex with women. But in this is from him, right? This is their bullshit. But if a priest fucks a child, that is a joke. If a priest have sex with a little boy, it's a joke. Because God didn't say don't have sex with little boys. So there's nothing really sinful about it or wrong, because you're not really going against what God said. So if you have sex with little boys or children, it's just like a joke. This is what this grown-ass 80-year-old man said, you know. It's a joke to have sex with little children. It's a joke to have sex with little boys. This is the thinking inside these people's head. That it's okay. And they're trying to get everyone comfortable with it. How many people remember under Trump regime, 1,500 immigrant children went missing? Did they ever found again? No. How do 1,500 children disappear under government watch? 1,500. Not one, not two, not three, not four, but 1,500 children. And no. Pedophile organizations, people. Human trafficking, child human trafficking. Yeah, so anyways, a lot of people over here feeling bad and about this war situation. Don't get drawn into the war. Don't get distracted by that. Don't. Russia is an asshole. Ukraine is an asshole. United States is an asshole. All NATO is an asshole. So, you know what I mean? What are you, like, if any of these people that's running any of these places were good, there wouldn't be world hunger. Cars wouldn't be running on freaking gas. Cars can run on water. You can piss inside your car and drive it. If the oil people who lobby the government people would allow cars to be made with the engines that can run on water. But no, these evil fuckers pay sellout politicians, as I always tell you guys, to make sure certain things do not happen. I did a podcast about it. Cars can run on water. You can check it out. I done did like name like five or six people who's designed devices that can make cars run on water. But guess what? We can't control people if cars can run in water. We can't use this energy bullshit and this oil bullshit to manipulate and control people and kill as many people as they want to. So they're just gonna keep creating shit that's bad for the environment. Like everything that's destroying the environment can not be destroying the environment, but the people who's manipulating this matrix, that's their duty, is to try to destroy this environment. Here in LA, every building has a sign on it that says this building is created using material known to cause cancer and birth defects. How the fuck do you make buildings out of materials known to cause cancer and birth defects? Okay, that's one. Now let's take it to your food. Same shit. Cancer and birth defects. Let's take it to your water. Fluoride, atrazine. Fluoride makes you submissive. Atrazine turns males into females and females into males and crisscross the whole shit. Lithium, that's a psychotropic drug. All kind of other heavy metals to poison you. So your shelter, your food, and your water is poison. And now let's go to the air. Let's not leave out the chemtrails. Those things that some of y'all think are clouds that are not real clouds. It's gas sprayed out of a plane with chemicals and heavy metals in it. They're using it for weather manipulation and also for, as usual, trying to make humans weaker, trying to poison us, trying to block us off from source, trying to cut us off from upgrades and energy coming through from the sun, from Sirius star system. Yeah. That is the reason why they tell you, oh, climate change and shit happens on Earth. Stuff changes. Weather changes. But what's going on right now is the sun is getting hotter. If you don't see it, look, time is getting faster. Why do you think time is getting faster? Because the sun is moving faster. The sun has gotten hotter. You must have felt it. So now they spray these chemicals to manipulate the weather and to block the sun rays out. If you don't believe me, you could go look it up. Guess who's behind the sun ray blocking out again? The demon Bill Gates. So, him and Harvard scientists said, oh, we're just going to spray a few chemicals and heavy metals in the atmosphere that will shield some of the sun rays and that will cool the earth. Man, how can people who aren't involved, they don't even know enough knowledge to manipulate with these type of things? That's like a baby just overstanding that that is hot, that can electrocute you, and you know, but it's still like, let's just try to see if we can put the electric wire in the hot pan and see what happens. That's literally what they're doing. It might sound simple, but that's what they're doing. They're messing with cycles and things that are programmed by the Almighty that they don't know. Okay, so now you start cooling the planet. You don't know what other reaction that has to the cycle. But trust me, one thing I know is these people are evil. If you don't deal with the word evil, I call them low vibrational beings. They're low frequency. Their all aim is to create suffering, anger, despair, all the low vibrational emotions, because that's what they feed off. So try not to give in to those emotions. That's why they want to show you all this fake shit in Ukraine, showing you bodies where it's not really bodies. It's bodies, but it's not dead bodies. It's alive people in body bags pretending to be dead. People with cardboard AK-47s. Like, do not fall for this shit. When you see the shit on the TV, because a lot of times we can't help it, because, you know, we go to our friends and our family's house and they're watching this shit. Just laugh at that shit like it's a joke, because it's a joke. In 2019, I did a podcast telling everyone that, hey, these guys are about to pull off a major false flag to take away more of your freedom and rights, because Bill Gates is trying to design a chip to put inside of humans to have your medical record, history, and everything, called ID 2020. So I was like, look, they're going to do something. Back then, I thought they probably were going to do a biological attack and blame it on a terrorist. But, you know, they decided to go hard and do the whole planet. And so many people showed them that their brains is fully submissive, fluoridated, full of fluoride. Got to get the fluoride out your pineal gland. Fluoride calcifies your pineal gland. It makes you submissive. That's why people say, okay, Fauci. Okay, Bush. Okay, Clinton. Okay, Obama. Okay, Trump. Okay, Biden. Like, just pure stupidity. Oh, the queen is visiting. Oh, the queen is sick. Oh, the prince and the princess. What is wrong with some of you? How can you keep worshiping the evil ones? I don't get it. Too much manipulation from the tell lie vision. Stop watching tell lie vision. It's called tell lie vision programming. They're trying to program you. Cut it out. A lot of times people question me and ask me where I get stuff from. And I tell them they don't believe me. People be like, oh no, you got that from a book. You got all that from a book. What book? No. A lot of shit I just get from the universe. And I observe life. I observe what's going on. Like a lot of people really not paying attention. Like just going with the motion. Like literally fucking plugged into the Matrix. Like that movie. A lot of people don't see how the Matrix is like real life. And that's because they're sheep. They cannot see it. When your eyes open, you can see exactly. Like, all them people in the Matrix walking around feel like they're doing something, and you're asleep in a fucking place as a battery. But it's time to rise up. It's time to wake up. No more Matrix. No more Matrix. We're going to pull some of y'all out of those damn tubes, kicking and screaming. And whoever don't want to come, we're just going to leave you behind, because we can't save everybody. Like, a lot of times, the reason why I even do a lot of podcasts, and it's like, we can't save everybody. So now, I'm just like, you know, just like the great teacher Tehuti said, those who have eyes will see, and those who have ears will hear. So I just do that, and, you know what I mean, hope that people can wake up and spread the knowledge. Plant the seed in their subconscious, just like how the government plants damn seeds in their subconscious. Everywhere, all day, every day, they attack our subconscious to program us. You have to program your mind, program yourself. Don't let them program you. Yeah, man, don't fall for the bullshit. Turn the TV off, go outside, enjoy outside. It doesn't matter what's gonna happen, enjoy life. The other day I saw somebody so panicked because they was like, yo, Putin attacked Ukraine and, you know, oh, nuclear talks are being made. And man, if you guys don't get the hell out of here, they cannot stop the time. They cannot stop you. They cannot stop me. At the end of the day, we're all energy, and energy cannot be destroyed. So they, you know, they spend time in millenniums trying to convince you that you can die, but you really can't die. But that's how they manipulate you in this damn 3D matrix because of the fear of death. Just don't fear death. If they decide to launch nuclear missiles, what would y'all do? A lot of people like, probably run around, do crazy shit. If they decide to launch nukes, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna gather all my friends and my children together. And we're gonna smoke lots of marijuana and drink liquor and play music and dance. Yeah. What am I gonna do? Lay up under a fucking table? Do not fear death. Majority of the people who die in situations is the motherfuckers who fear. Because that fear conquered you. You conquered yourself. Fear is only supposed to be a warning mechanism. Fear is not something to dwell in. It's not something to live in. Fear is like an alarm. When you feel it, it's like, hey, your life might be in danger. Okay, you felt it. You look, is my life in danger? Is my life in immediate danger? No. Okay, calm down. Put the fear in check. Is your life in immediate danger? Okay, time to react. That's when anger comes in. That's how fear leads to anger. These are all self-defense mechanisms. But these people done studied psychology and stole a lot of information from our ancestors about the spirit. Because what a lot of people don't understand is spirit and psychology is like one and the same. You know, but as usual, Babylon have to try to make things into a box. So they call it psychology, and then they start trying to program you. But spirit is all, is everything. And this is a spiritual warfare now. They're trying to conquer your spirit. Do not fear. Do not despair. I told people, I don't give a shit what's happening or who fired nuclear missiles. I'm not gonna die. Do you feel like you're gonna die? No. your mind makes reality. If you tell yourself you're going to die, then guess what? You're going to die. Just like the people who die from heart attack because of a gunshot. Like, that's the craziest shit when I found that out. There's people who, they get shot, but they didn't die from the gunshot. They died from a heart attack. Their own mind and fear inside of their fucking castle universe psyched them out. Oh, you were dead! And killed themselves. God damn, that's crazy. Do not fear. Fear is the mind killer. And last but least, before I jump off of this thing here, man. The same people behind Sharona and this Ukraine bullshit fuckery is the same people behind F9-11. And it's been like, what are we now? 2022? So 2001 to 2022, which is like 21 years. Y'all should know by now that no damn Muslim, no fucking person hijacked plane with box cutters and crashed plane into a building. This was done by these same people that you see, that you guys call secret society. Some of y'all call them elites. I don't call them elites. That's definitely a no-no. Yeah, but the banksters and the military industrial complex, all of those things, they aim to manipulate, control, and at this point, they figure the world is overpopulated, so it's depopulation agenda. So just know every little fuckery that you see is caused by someone. So we can sit back or we can unite and do something about it. If y'all don't want to unite and do nothing about it, fine. Keep playing with the cycle. I won't be coming back to Earth when I exit this vehicle. That's one thing I know. These beings and these people are trying to keep you here trapped for a long, long, long time as a slave. Don't let it happen. If you feel like the world is going to be destroyed, don't be scared. What the fuck is there to be scared of? Just have fun with your family and your children. Don't despair. Don't fear. Laugh, have fun. I've been telling people this since ever. Even last year when motherfuckers was trying to act silly with Corona. Oh, no, no, no. I'm like, yo, just live your life. Live your life. These folks don't want us to live our lives. They want to control our lives. They have designed systems. I just can't do too much topics in one podcast. It really, because some of these require like more time to explain. But it's programmed from birth. Most of y'all who listening, you know what I'm talking about. You understand? You went to school for like 20-something years, then you work for like 40, and you retire at 65, and you die at 70. Just check it. Majority of people right now is not making it to 75, not making it to 70. We used to live longer than that. My stepdad, mom, she lived to like 105. But now, all of these new ones are dying early. Everybody have cancer. Cancer, 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 cancer. The big killer, cancer. And you guys was worried about Sharona. But cancer is everywhere. Cancer is a cancer. Yeah, man, you have to laugh at these things, yo. It's just a big-ass play. The whole world has become a big play. A big screen Broadway fucking play. That's all it is. The politicians, they're actors, puppets, prostitutes. That's all it is. Yes, we the people caught up in the middle, but it's time that y'all wake up and see that shit. That all we have to do is unite, stand up, and remove these people. People say, okay, then well, who gonna rule or who would lead on to do it? We find highly spiritualistic people to do it. It's plain and simple. It's easy to find good people. It's easy when you talk to good people. Good people do good things. Good people inspire goodness in others. If good people was running America, you wouldn't have to pay for healthcare. You wouldn't have to pay for an arm and a fucking leg in Los Angeles and New York and all these other cities. And you wouldn't have to pay for rent. You wouldn't have to pay for water, which is majority of the planet, but we have to pay for it. Do you see what I mean when we say find really highly good spiritual people? People who can see shit like that. The earth belongs to everyone. Everyone deserves a shelter. Everyone deserves food. Everyone deserves water. Everyone deserves happiness. That's all. And then the universe, it will do what it's supposed to do. Life in this universe is positive and negative, but it must be a balance. These beings has it more negative. They're trying to push more negative than positive. That's why they're trying to corrupt people every day with the television programming. You see what I'm saying? Upholding all manner of madness, slackness, and just low vibrational behavior. It's a reason. It's by design. Unity is strength. Open your third eye. If you feel like you can't see shit, you figure out, go look, research how to detox fluoride. You understand? It will tell you herbs and chemicals. I think you can try colloidal silver. There's other things. Check that out. I'm gonna go feed my brain with Mary Jane. That's how I float through the matrix. Peace and love to everybody. Don't fall for distraction. Everything on TV is bullshit. Remember that.